Residents of the Karatina area of central Kenya awoke to the sight of dead bodies lying in the village roads. Kenyan officials say more bodies could turn up. Police officials described a clash between the Mungiki gang and members of the public, but Central Province Commissioner Kiplimo Rugut told VOA the Mungiki gang appeared to be behind the bulk of the killings, retaliating against earlier attacks by residents of the area.
Members of the public for the last 1 week have refused, basically, to yield to the pressure by these members of the proscribed Mungiki group to extort money from them, to harass them, and generally make life difficult for everybody, including the business community, members of the public, farmers, and everybody else.
In the past week, villagers in the area had formed vigilante groups and killed at least 12 people suspected of being Mungiki members. Rugut said the latest attacks appeared to be a reaction to that violence.
Now, in the course of the night, we believe then the Mungiki group regrouped in retaliation now to this, because the attack had the hallmark of a Mungiki attack. We are observing the gruesome, you know, mutilation of hands, mutilation of legs, hacking of necks.
Police say that 37 people have been arrested, and several machetes and other weapons have been confiscated. Spokesman Njuguna Gitau of the Kenya National Youth Alliance, an organization widely seen as the Mugiki's political arm, said the attacks were carried out by a vigilante group with the cooperation of Kenyan officials.
This vigilante group has been given the mandate to go from house to house, flashing out the so-called suspected Mungiki members and killing them brutally. The vigilante group had vowed yesterday to end the operation all over central Kenya.
The Mungiki is Kenya's most notorious gang, famous for beheading some of its victims. The group's members, estimated in the thousands, are largely drawn from poor young men from the Kikuyu ethnic group, Kenya's largest and most powerful. The group has been linked to Kenyan political leaders, particularly during post-election violence in early 2008. Derek Kilner for VOA News, Nairobi.